Chapter 22. Rhys stayed near the front with the main camera droid as Lieutenant Colonel Senjax provided a constant chatter.
"It's best to treat these things as naturally as possible," he told one of the reporters, smiling. "This isn't an interview or even a true report. This is a conversation with the galaxy."
Saw rolled his eyes, and Jin hit him. Rhys dropped back.
"Everything going well?" he asked in a low voice. "Our end is good," Saw said. "You? We're getting everything."
Rhys tapped his nose, then jogged to catch up with the front of the group. Saw frowned after him, then looked up at the camera droids buzzing overhead. Jin knew what he was thinking. Saw didn't like scouting missions. They were too passive. He'd be happier if they could blow the factory sky high and transport every person on the planet to a safer home. Except the stormtroopers. Saw was much more at home bashing helmets together than trotting behind them, pretending to work for the Empire. The factory was oddly quiet. Jin looked around at the rows of workers piecing together stormtrooper blasters. Everyone was silent, attentive to their work and focused. They didn't even look up as the holocrew passed. They'd been prepped and warned not to make a disturbance. Jin and the others left the main assembly line and veered into another branch of the factory. A plasma lathe dominated the floor. Giant cranes lined the ceiling, and when she squinted, Jin could see that the roof itself was hinged. They could work on satellites taller than the building with a plasma lathe that large.
"I know," Saw said in a low voice as they followed the PR group.
"These tools," Jin frowned.
"Yeah," Saw said. "Id's info was good. This place definitely is building something."
There was frustration in his voice. Just being in the factory, they felt they were close to uncovering something big, but the information was still tantalizingly out of reach.
"Like that,"
Jin jerked her head to a crystalline spectrometer built into the wall.
"My father used one of those. A smaller one, but that's a tool for kyber crystals."
Saw whipped his head around and stared at the giant piece of equipment and the array of lasers extending from it. Rhys, noticing the way they lingered, motioned for them to catch up. Then his gaze fell on what Saw was staring at, and he narrowed his eyes, looking back at Jin. A chill danced up her spine. There was something hungry about the way Rhys looked at her. She was certain he knew what the crystalline spectrometer was, and that he remembered the kyber crystal she kept hidden under her shirt. She readjusted the carbon cotton scarf covering her neck. In the heart of the factory, Lieutenant Colonel Senjax paused.
"Why don't you set up here?" he told the reporters.
Members of his crew jumped to life, arranging chairs, adjusting lighting, directing the camera droids to find the best angles. He turned to Saw and Jin, who were pretending to work on the camera droids.
"You two, come with me," he said,
motioning toward them. Saw frowned but couldn't reasonably deny the request. He and Jin followed Lieutenant Colonel Senjax down the hall and into a small, empty room.
"Is something wrong?"
Saw asked. Jin could feel the tension radiating from him.
"People forget, because I'm something of a celebrity, a public face. People forget that I'm still an Imperial officer,"
Lieutenant Colonel Senjax said. He looked past Saw.
"Ah, yes. Come in, come in."
A pair of stormtroopers entered the room, followed by Rhys.
"What is this?"
Saw growled. Jin's hands balled into fists.
"These are the anarchists you alerted my department of?"
Lieutenant Colonel Senjax asked Rhys. He nodded.
"Saw Guerrera,"
Rhys said. Lieutenant Colonel Senjax's eyes were alight.
This is excellent, he said. That name has been on our lists for quite some time.
This was a setup?
Saw said, disbelief in his voice. Not disbelief that Rhys would betray them, but that he hadn't caught on earlier.
Was she in on it?
Idrissa was a fool who took my suggestions easily, Rhys laughed. But she was just a fool. By the way, he turned back to the lieutenant colonel. Check where the signal of the camera droids is transmitting. It should lead you to a larger cell.
Traitor!
Saw growled at Rhys. You betrayed me first, Rhys said in a bored tone. You took my men, so I'm taking yours. The comms Rhys had sent from Saw's base, the contact he obviously never had. He'd been signaling the Empire directly. Jin prayed that everyone back at the outpost had the sense to evacuate, knew the procedures, and remembered the plans Saw had drilled into them. And then, Jin thought of Jari. Had he been a traitor too? Or was he framed by Rhys? Or, a dark thought flashed through her mind. Had Saw just been so paranoid, he saw a traitor where none had been?
This is revenge from all those years ago? Saw laughed. You were a little boy then, and you're a little boy now.
The insult struck home. Rhys's face reddened with anger, and Jin thought of how he'd looked when she'd beaten him in the sparring match. His eyes landed on her.
And that one, Rhys said, pointing to Jin. You may be interested in her as well. And I'll obviously be expecting higher payment if you are.
Saw's tried to keep her identity undercover, but I suspect she may be... He never finished the sentence. Saw moved with lightning speed, ripping the blaster from the stormtrooper positioned behind him and firing at Rhys. Rhys dropped like a stone, but Jin was surprised to see that he was still breathing, still alive. The stormtrooper's blaster had been set to stun. Saw turned it toward the lieutenant colonel, but the other stormtrooper knocked his arm, sending the shot wild. Lieutenant Colonel Senjax calmed for backup, and Jin threw herself at the stormtrooper, fighting him back. She wasn't armed well. Rhys had told them specifically that they'd be scanned before working next to the lieutenant colonel, and any blasters would be confiscated. But she had a knife in her boot. She withdrew it as fast as she could, slamming it into the stormtrooper's elbow.
We have to go,
Saw shouted at her. The outer room was large, but there was only one exit and entry, and already more stormtroopers were charging inside. Saw wheeled around, pressing the barrel of the blaster against Lieutenant Colonel Senjax's skull.
Jin, get Rhys.
Jin didn't question him. She grabbed Rhys's limp arms and dragged him behind her. Using the Lieutenant Colonel as cover, Saw and Jin exited the room. The rest of the crew stood, shocked. The stormtroopers were listening to orders in their helmets. Jin sent an emergency comm to Kodo in the ship. For a moment, they all stared at each other. And then, the entire building shook.
An aerial attack?
Jin gasped, catching a glimpse of black TIE fighters through the high windows. Lieutenant Colonel Senjax laughed mirthlessly.
This factory is on its way out, he said. The Empire is finished with it. It's worthless. If you think they'll let the building stand when they could destroy you.
But the people,
Jin thought as an alarm blared through the building and all the workers tried to evacuate. Lieutenant Colonel Senjax used the chaos to wrench free, jerking from Saw's grasp and knocking the blaster aside. Jin picked it up from the ground, letting Rhys's limp body drop, and fired at the retreating officer. Saw pulled her behind the edge of the plasma lathe, giving her cover. The lieutenant colonel raced out of view, but the wall behind him erupted in flames. Debris rained down on them, rock and metal, flames and timbers. The crystalline spectrometer shook free from the wall, the laser array spinning. Saw leapt toward Jin, grabbing her by the arm and yanking her behind him.
We have to go!
He screamed. Panic flooded Jin's senses. Everywhere was chaos and burning. Through the exposed roof, Jin could see more TIE fighters screaming through the air. Everyone scattered, racing down the hall to the exit. Rumbling filled the room. Someone was shouting her name, pulling on her. Saw. Come on! He shouted in her face. Just past him, Jin noted the giant power cells lining the wall. She blinked, shock overwhelming her system. She watched as if frozen, as a green beam of plasma from a TIE fighter's cannon whizzed through the air, striking the power cells. The world exploded. Saw threw himself at Jin, covering her body with his. They landed on the floor with a skull-cracking crash, and Jin was knocked out of her dazed shock. Fire and metal rained down on them. Saw bucked in pain, screaming in agony, a sound Jin would never forget. She scrambled out from under him. Blood blossomed all over his body.